USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least 13 people have been arrested in Portland, Oregon, during demonstrations by right-wing groups and anti-fascist protesters. Police say at least one person was injured at the scene and was taken to the hospital. The right-wing rally was organized by the Proud Boys. The right was assembled on one side of the river and the left was gathered on the other. More than 24 different law enforcement agencies are in the city trying to keep the two groups apart. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler.
Given the continuing movement and the number of people involved, I'm grateful that this was largely a peaceful event. Police did an exemplary job of de-escalating the situation, keeping the extremists on both sides separated for the most part, and preventing people who wanted to engage in acts of violence from confronting each other.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib says she won't go to Israel after all. Israeli leadership decided Friday to allow her to visit her grandmother in the West Bank, as long as she promised not to discuss a boycott of Israel during her visit. Originally, she had agreed to do it, but then in a tweet she said, "I've decided that visiting my grandmother under these oppressive conditions stands against everything I believe in, fighting racism, oppression, and injustice." Despite huge speculation projecting otherwise, the New York Medical Examiner has ruled accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein died by suicide. He was found hanging in his jail cell in Manhattan 1 week ago. A statement says the ruling was based on his autopsy and other evidence found in his cell. The autopsy showed that Epstein's neck had been broken in several places. Epstein had been taken off a suicide watch, which has prompted several calls for an investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
13 state attorneys general are challenging the Trump administration's new immigration policy called the public charge rule. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Trump administration's new regulation would limit access to legal immigration procedures if an applicant is found to be on public benefits like food stamps or housing vouchers. President Trump defended the rule during a campaign rally in New Hampshire Thursday evening.
Republicans believe public benefits should be protected for truly needy Americans, not for illegal aliens.
The attorneys general say in a statement the public charge rule is unlawful and un-American. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Healthcare is one of the top discussion points in the 2020 presidential election. USA's John Hunt has more.
America's much maligned healthcare system is now covering 9 out of 10 people, a fact that has not stopped the 2020 presidential candidates from refighting battles on how to provide coverage, from Bernie Sanders' call for replacing private insurance with a government plan to Donald Trump's pledge to erase the Affordable Care Act and start from scratch. The politicians are depicting a system in a meltdown. The numbers point to a different story, not quite as dire as previously noted. Government surveys now show that 90% of the population has coverage. The biggest issue now seems to be that many people with insurance are struggling to pay their deductibles and copays.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.